98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
I'm glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
The Wanted, Glad You Came on 98FM. It's 6:38. Good morning. We're welcome to the studio on a Friday. Producer Suze.
Morning.
And 98FM off the ball sports person Darren Cleary.
Can we dedicate The Wanted to me?
Pardon?
Suze is so glad I came. Because when Luke's not around, it's like, where's Darren?
I know, the only time I need you.
Yeah, literally the only time anyone needs me.
And then plus every half hour.
That's true.
Yeah, we need our sports fix. Yeah.
Cool. I'll get your sports fix, but first we've got something else to do.
What are we doing?
We're doing the Week That Was quiz.
Yes.
So it's your weekly test to see, were you paying attention? Were you looking at the news? Were you looking at 98FM's website? Because that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not up to date on pretty much everything this week.
Okay.
Very sleepy times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we will start off. So let's get serious.
Best of luck, Darren Cleary.
No luck to you, Cooper. I want to win.
You nailed it last week. You got 5 out of 5.
Did I?
Class.
087-798-9898. If you get all 5 questions right, I've got IMC movie passes to give away.
Unless it's me or Cooper. Because I haven't got one set of free movie passes from this radio
and
station.
And he never
for
goes
years.
On about it.
No.
Nope.
He gets paid to come in here and talk.
Surely
nonsense.
Someone is hearing this, like, just give him movie passes so he'll shut up.
Question one. Have you seen this movie, Darren? Which actress won Best Actress in a Leading Role at the BAFTAs? I'll give you the name of the film.
It was awful.
The Favourite.
Hated it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Very, this is an odd film.
My one word review, brutal.
I heard it was like 10 times better than Mary Queen of Scots. And it's kind of the same story.
I haven't seen Mary Queen of Scots, so I can't compare, but I liked it. So who was the lead in that? Question two. Why did Instagram cause problems for some users this week?
Did you get affected by that?
I doubt it. I have no followers.
Spoiler alert, I gave him the answer.
Question three. Who was escorted from a Tesco store in Finglas this week?
Who or what?
What? Not a person.
Oh, I've written down Jeremy Dixon.
Excuse me, you can't throw me out. I'm just buying eggs. I just need eggs. Can I have some eggs?
Jeremy likes eggs, by the way.
Yeah, he does. Scooters, he's an odd human being.
Very dangerous combination,
yeah.
Riding in with your eggs on your hands on your scooter. Question four, which Irish band launched their new album from the Empire State Building in New York this week? Just like the Beatles, aren't they?
No, Suze, they are not like the Beatles. They're good, but they're not
they
the
appeared
Beatles
on
good.
The rooftop around the corner here at the Westbury, didn't they?
The Beatles?
No.
Yeah, the Beatles did.
This band. And now they're on the roof of the Empire.
Yeah.
They're going for that vibe.
They're going up in the world, Suze.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to see them on the roof of the Empire State Building.
That is true.
At least the Westbury, you're like, oh, there's whatchamacallum.
If you're led down that street.
I'm allowed down that street.
I suppose you dress very snappy.
Got a shirt on.
Finally, our fifth question. Which footballer swapped the Irish jersey for 3 lines this week when he announced he'll now be playing for England?
It's a very unfair question, Suze.
Darren did a whole minute tribute to this man yesterday.
It was more so a breakup mixtape.
Yeah, I guess so. Tribute's probably the wrong words. Cooper, you should remember his name.
I should have, but because Darren said forget about him now, so I've blanked him out of my mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give you a hint. He sang Cannonball.
It's all right, I know. 0877-98-98-98. How many of these can you get right? Suze has promised you, if you get them right, and if we pick you out, you get yourself some IMC cinema passes. Dimples, and we'll get all the answers next.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Chainsmokers, something like this. It's 6:46 on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning. We've just done the Week That Was quiz, and we got 5 questions to see how much we're paying attention during the week.
Yeah, our first question was, which actress won Best Actress in a Leading Role at the BAFTAs Sunday night?
And this is from The Favourite.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't it the same story as Mary Queen of Scots? Nobody batted an eyelid except somebody on WhatsApp. Coopy, Mary Queen of Scots is the same story to the favourite, only about 130 years difference in the Queens, but yeah, similar.
Dopey Cooper.
Yeah. Well, it can't be. Anyway, I said Saoirse Ronan.
You're way wrong.
What do you got?
Olivia Colman.
It is Olivia Colman.
Being me.
Well done, Darren.
All right, Darren's in the lead. Question two, why did Instagram cause problems for some people this week?
I have, they were deleting fake followers. Demi Lovato lost 2 million in a second.
In a second?
Or something like that, yeah.
I went with they were posting Luke's creepy DMs. Him sliding into DMs of people who aren't Sandra.
Ooh.
Is that not what happened though?
Probably was, but it's not the answer we're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They did. They lost followers from all their accounts. So it was deleting fake profiles.
Yeah, because you can buy them.
That's a lot of money down the drain.
It is. Things cost a tenner per thousand.
All right, question three. What was escorted from a Tesco store in Finglas this week?
What are you saying, Darren?
I'm going to say Jeremy Dixon from Dublin Dogs.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Okay, I'm saying a horse.
Was it Jeremy Dixon on a horse? No, it was just a horse.
Yes. Yeah. The horse is probably cleverer, more articulate, better looking.
But just dresses as badly.
It's a good thing Jeremy's not up this early so we can hear
him. He's scooting to work.
Dublin Talks back at 10 a.m.
Question four. Which Irish band launched their new album from the Empire State Building in New York this week?
Picture This.
It is Picture This. What do you got there?
I've written down Picture This too.
Have you actually?
Have.
Okay, he does.
Yes, both of them. It is 3-2 at the moment to me. This could be the decider.
Which footballer swapped the Irish jersey for three lines this week when he announced he'll now be playing for England?
Darren Rice?
They took our potatoes and then they took our Declan Rice.
Oh no!
It's a draw. You were in the lead.
Damn it.
You weren't getting a prize anyway. That's how this company works. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. Ariana Grande, thank you. Next, it's 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 7:07. Good morning. So, Will Smith, there was a time when Will Smith did a movie and anything he put his hand to would literally turn to gold, like polished gold. And it's like, boom, amazing. So he's going to be in the new Disney Aladdin movie. He plays the genie and he is blue, which I'm delighted with because I was a little bit kind of freaked out that he might not be blue. So we'll see how that fares out. But there was a movie that he was offered and he turned it down. Was he mad to turn it down? Have a listen to what movie he was offered.
I'm not proud of, but it's the truth. I did turn down Neo. So I made Wild Wild West. I'm not proud of it. Because they were looking at Val Kilmer. I was going to be Neo and Val Kilmer was going to be Morpheus. So I probably would have messed the Matrix up. I would have ruined it. So I did y'all a favor.
Thank you so much. Val Kilmer as... No. But the thing is, why he turned down The Matrix was, it wasn't because he wasn't too sure about doing the movie as a concept and as a trilogy as well. It was the way it was described to him because the Wachowski brothers had only made one kind of B-movie beforehand. Then they got this mad idea to make The Matrix movie, which is an amazing movie. And this is how they pitched it to Will Smith.
Like, imagine you're in a fight. And then you like jump. Imagine if you could stop jumping in the middle of the jump. Sam, say that again. But then people could see around you 360 while you're jumping, but while you're stopped jumping, right? And then we're gonna invent these cameras. And then people can see the whole jump while you stop in the middle of the jump. So I made Wild Wild West.
And thank God he did make Wild Wild West because we would have been left with a movie with Will Smith probably singing the theme tune for The Matrix, because every movie he's been in, he's done the theme tune. He's done like Men in Black and Wild Wild West. Could you imagine him singing a theme tune for The Matrix? Hey, it's Neo. What pill will I take? I take one, follow the rabbit to the Matrix. Yeah, no.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Halsey without me on 98FM. It's 7:15 on the Big Breakfast. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and I know we got some lovely messages from all the kids wishing their love for their hamsters, and pizza was my favourite one. So when I arrived home yesterday, I was early enough home that kids were still in school, and luckily enough, Lisa was also home, so with the place to ourselves, and it being Valentine's Day, we like to do something that we enjoy. And no doubt the neighbours would hear us doing it and probably get inspiration from, because we're pretty good at doing it. We even have special outfits for doing it. Find out what we did next.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Pharrell Williams on 98FM. It's 7:24. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning. So a couple of minutes ago, I was telling you that when I got home yesterday for Valentine's Day and the kids were still in school, Lisa was at home. We had that look in her eyes. You know that look when you know, you know? And we knew the neighbours would start talking because, you know, they'd hear us do it and they'd probably get inspired to probably do the same thing. And it's something that we love to do. We've got special outfits for it, including rubber gloves. Yep, we got up to it yesterday and it was awesome.
Yeah, I just put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on.
Great.
Thanks, son.
Yeah, it was such a nice day. We got to do a bit of gardening, mowed the lawn. And as soon as we did it, straight away, neighbours started copying what we were up to. I really have an embarrassing sounding lawnmower, don't I?
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
What about us? What about us?
Pink, what about us? This is 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Gotta do a special hello to all the sixth class kids and Holy Family National School in Rathcoole. They're having a great day in their confirmation. Having an early day in the confirmation, especially Daniel, Caitlin, Lucas, Keane and Jordan. Have an amazing day. We were just talking to a teacher as well. He's looking forward to midterm, which is next week. All the kids and schools off. Teachers going mad. Traffic's going to be amazing though. But we also got talking about school trips. I did an amazing school trip when we were in fifth and sixth class. We went to Edinburgh, we went to Blackpool Pleasure Beach and Rill all in 1 week. It was savage. But we've also had pretty miserable school trips as well. Suze, I don't know, did you ever go to a farm when you're in school?
You know, I probably did, but I have no memory of it.
Okay, Clara Lara. Did you ever do Clara Lara?
I went to Clara Lara with the family, yeah. How big was that slide?
Oh, amazing.
In memory.
Terrifying.
I'd love to see it now, I'd say it's time.
I used to love the fishing farm in Clara Lara.
Ooh, yeah.
You just put your rod in to get a fish. Put it back there now, lad. But there was bad, bad, scary school trips as well. When you get on the back of a bus, it'd be too hot and your stomach would be churning around because your mum would have given you a giant yop.
Someone's always sick.
Yeah, me. And you go to a farm. Farm's a great thing.
Yeah.
Brilliant to educate. Where did your food come from? But there was one particular farm that we went to and the ground was quite uneven as farmland is.
Yeah.
And our teacher says, right, everyone, just hold hands as we walk across this field.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. And the smart-ass teacher then grabbed the electric fence. Poor kid at the end got the electric shock. Now, it's only a little jolt, so he was fine. But yeah, no, that was gas. But I think that was possibly the worst school trip because we were all bus sick and that kid got an electric shock.
How is that child now? Do you know anything about him?
He's a teacher now.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
5 questions, €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Double barrel names this morning. I like this. Hi, Nicola Jane.
Hi, yeah, how's it going?
Really good. You're hanging with somebody who you work with, Gina.
I am, yeah.
And what do you work at?
I work for St. John of God.
All right, and how's it today?
Yeah, not too bad. Friday, happy Friday.
Do you get a midterm break next week? Or?
No.
No. Okay, cool. So you're in there helping out and working hard. That's what we'd like to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, is Gina any use to you now this morning?
She might be, yeah.
Stop with the buzzers, lads. All right, okay. Do you know how to play?
I don't, actually. I do. I think I do. I've heard it before, but I just...
All right, well, let's
run through it again with me.
Yeah, I'm going to run through it again with you. It's very simple and straightforward. So we have five questions, okay?
Yeah.
And when we ask you the first question, if you get it right, you win €25, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can take that €25 and be gone with you for the day, or you can move on to the next question, which is worth €50, or we double it, okay? If you get it right, you get the €50, but if you get it wrong, you lose all the cash.
Okay.
And that it goes up as each question goes. So it goes 25, 50, 100, 250 to €500. So
right.
you get it right, you keep going. If you get it wrong, you're gone.
Okay.
So are you happy out?
Yeah, happy out.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong and you're gone.
€25.
What is the term for the small yellow creatures in the animated film Despicable Me?
Minions.
They are minions.
There you go. All right, well done. So look at that. You have €25. Would you like to go now, be on your way for the weekend, or go for question two?
Go for question two, please.
€50.
Locked in.
This is an easy one, but just take a second before you give me your answer, okay? How many days in a leap year?
Oh, gosh.
Gotta hurry you.
So there's one extra day, basically.
366.
Yeah. Yes. Go on, give it to her.
Oh, okay. Susan's feeling very generous this morning. Thanks. Otherwise, she'd be like, chop.
Yeah, you were very strict there. You were going to give us.
Hey, you know. All right, you have 50 quid. Do you want to leave now or go and risk that 50 quid? Or €100.
No, I'll risk it. Go on.
Good for you.
€100.
You're very cool. Do you know that?
Thanks.
Very calm. You're just like, yeah, whatever. It's only cash. Bling, bling.
Okay, for €100, tell me, in what country was Lego invented?
God. England?
They wish. Yeah. They wouldn't be in the Brexiting trouble if they had Lego in their lives.
It was actually Denmark behind Lego, yeah.
Didn't know that. I should know that. We should never blow Lego.
Can I give you the most amazing fact about Lego that you can tell your friends? And it's probably going to be the most discussed thing in the pubs across Ireland now this weekend. Lego produced more tyres than any company in the world.
All right.
There you go now. They make more tyres for vehicles.
Tyres?
Tyres. You Google now who makes more tyres than anyone, and it's Lego. It's not Goodyear or Yokohama or whatever. It's Lego. They make more tyres. All right, come here. You're not going away empty-handed this morning. You and the family go to the Muppet movie at Lighthouse Cinema on Sunday, 24th of February. It's with the Dublin International Film Festival. They're celebrating 40 years of the Muppet movie. Imagine. Do you remember when that came out at first, don't you?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, we're all showing a race this morning. Have a good day. Cheers.
All right, brilliant. Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. 98
FMs. Big breakfast. You wish your girlfriend
was hot like me. Pussy get dolls, don't ya? It's 98 FMs, Big Breakfast for Cooper and Luke. We were talking about school trips and some amazing ones that we've all gone on. I remember Suze mentioned the Coca-Cola factory. Do you remember going on that? I don't think they do that anymore, do they, school trips?
Nah, they don't promote fizzy drinks anymore, do they?
I love fizzy drinks. They're too nice. So we're looking for your bad school trip stories instead. Christina's there, how are you?
N4, heading towards the city centre.
Thanks very much, Dashcam Darren. No, it's Christine we're looking to chat to.
I know this is going to not apply to a lot of people, but my favourite school trip when I was a student was we went to this place called Pioneer Village.
Ooh.
And we got to learn how to churn butter and like spin yarn. And the best part about it was you got to learn how to make maple syrup.
Amazing. But that's a good school trip. We're looking for the worst school trips ever. Trip to see Oliver Plunkett's head. It looked like a shrunken head from Beetlejuice. Thank you. As a teacher on a first year school trip to Italy, mamma mia, one of my students got sick 4 times on the plane, and yours truly had to wash his jumper in my hotel shower. Ew, that's disgusting. Mark is there. How are you, Mark?
Morning, Crew. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine and dandy. Thanks very much. Looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to midterm as well next week.
Absolutely.
If you've got your radio on in the background, can you turn it down if that's cool?
Yeah, no, it's actually on.
Oh, is it not? It's just me.
Hang on, I'll take it off Bluetooth.
Okay, cool. Mark has one of the most disturbing stories, I think. I think from what you said on your subject. What happened on your school trip, Mark?
So we went to Manchester in our first year, and we were brought to the zoo. So as we were walking around the zoo, we approached the orangutans, and one of the orangutans kept throwing sticks at us. So this was going back and forward, and then we thought this monkey's brilliant. So we went and bought him a banana flavoured ice cream, which he loved. So one of my friends had a little ping pong ball that was made up of smaller ping pong balls and threw it at the monkey, fully expecting the monkey to throw it back.
As you do, yeah.
He decided that he was going to eat the ping pong ball. And then about 10, 15 seconds later, we just seen the monkey just drop and hit the ground.
Mark, did you kill an orangutan?
Well, we can't confirm that.
That's not.
So we ran, we had to run, we ran and hid in the, we were only 13, so we hid in the reptile house, and about 10 minutes later we came back out to see if the coast was clear, and we seen the poor monkey being put into the back of an ambulance.
Oh my god.
And when they closed the ambulance doors, the picture on the back of the ambulance was of a big smiling orangutan.
Okay, so we take it that the orangutan is still fine.
Fingers crossed. We didn't hang around to find out.
Okay, is it ironic that a bunch of little snakes hid in the reptile house, what?
Well, there you go, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Mark. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Yes, love this. It says, back by popular demand, copycats.
Yes. Okay, am I playing against somebody?
Yes.
Laura, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm grand. I'm a bit nervous now because apparently you're in a lab.
I am.
So what are you doing in a lab?
Oh, I test for antibiotics.
Pardon?
I test antibiotics.
You test antibiotics?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's like, do you take them and then see what the results are, or do you just like poke them in a petri dish?
No, we take them out of samples, so human and animal samples.
That's mad. Okay, cool. Cure the world and all that. So 9:15 Mystery Machine. Yeah. Sue's going to explain to us now because we've no idea what it's about.
Okay, let's hope you're good at music as well, Laura. This is copycats. So we don't know. Some well-known songs are actually copies. Very old songs that you mightn't have heard of. So a lot of them sample maybe a riff or the bass line or a part of the song. So I'll give you an example first. I'm going to give you the old song and I want you to tell me who does the modern version that we know and love. So this is the Chai Lights, Are You My Woman? This is an example. So can you tell me what's the modern song?
Beyonce,
yes.
Crazy in Love. Did you know that?
I had an inkling.
Well, Laura, the way this game is going to go, you're going to start to have to shout at us.
They actually sampled the very beginning of that song.
That is
almost
good.
Identical.
Yes. Just lowered it. Yeah, that's cool. All right.
Okay, so we'll start off with you first. Oh no, let's go with Cooper first.
Oh, pressure's on.
Yeah. Okay, Cooper, what do you think the modern version of this is? It's a George Duke song, and it's called I Love You More.
I'm not going to lie to you. When you said George Duke, I knew straight away this is going to be a Daft Punk sample, yeah. Yeah, it's Daft Punk. I love the original.
And how different it turns into. So they sample the very beginning of it.
If you're into that, by the way, there's an album called Discovered and it's all of the samples that Daft Punk have ever used.
Okay, so you had the advantage there, Cooper. You're on 1 point. Laura, this one's for you. It's a David McCallum song and it's called The Edge.
Oh!
Is it ringing a bell?
Kind of.
Yada yada yada.
Oh, I know the song. I don't know what it is, though.
It's the one and only Dido Love
Juice. Yeah.
Oh. It's the original.
Yes, I know the original. I don't know what the name is, though.
It's the next episode by Dr. Dre.
Oh, Dr. Dre, that's it.
God, it's anything original these days.
All right, Coop. This is a song called The Edge of 17. Who does the original?
Oh, is it? Okay, so it's either Destiny's Child or Scissor Sisters.
You're right. Which one, though?
Oh, I'm going to go with Scissor Sisters.
No, Laura, do you want to steal it off him?
Yes, Destiny's Child.
What's the song?
Can you handle this?
We'll give it to you. It's pretty delicious.
Wow, that was mad. I genuinely thought it was Scissor Sisters.
Okay, you're on a point each. This can be the decider, okay? So just shout it out if you know it.
Best of luck, Laura.
Thank you.
Oh, what is it?
Laura, any ideas?
Sympathy.
Yay!
You got it way ahead of me.
It is a verb, yeah.
I was good at humming along to
you
it.
You were. You got the melody, but not the band.
All right.
Congrats, Laura.
You got yourself a movie pass. You go to IMC Cinemas. Enjoy
Brilliant.
It.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
98 FM's. Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Hey there, Suze.
Morning. So let's start off with the most extravagant, over-the-top, ridiculous Valentine's gift I've seen in a long time.
Sounds like a green-eyed monster, and you to be brutally honest.
Well, I was thinking about this. Would I actually want it, right? It's what Kanye West got for his beloved Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
He surprised... Oh,
you're not allowed to say the...
Yeah, I am breaking the Kim Kardashian rules here. Just to talk about this for once.
Okay.
So, Kanye West took all of the furniture out of their living room and replaced the furniture with hundreds of vases with single roses in them to surprise
Kanye
Kim
did this himself.
Did this for Kim. Okay. Well, did he do it himself? No, he probably got people to do it for him. Then he enlisted the help of famous musician Kenny G, who's well known for playing the saxophone. So he stood in the middle of the room. God knows how he got through that many vases. Looks like an obstacle course.
Like Krypton Factor.
Yeah. He stood in the middle of the room and serenaded Kim with the most amazing romantic sax you've ever heard.
It's a bit pitchy.
It goes on. I'm surprised you can't hear people laughing underneath that.
Ah, stop, Suze.
You just think it was a joke. If I would...
Kenny G's not the joke, it's a legend.
I really don't think I'd find that romantic. I think I'd find it hilarious if I was surprised with that.
You'd like tip over one of the little vases and hope they would domino around the whole room. Like, in your face, Kanye.
All right, from that to telly this weekend. So Ireland's Got Talent is back on Saturday night, 7:30. And I'm looking forward to seeing these young fellas. They are a Daniel O'Donnell tribute band.
Come again?
Daniel O'Donnell tribute band by seven. They look about 7, 8, 9, 10. This is about 5 of them. I can't tell if it's a joke or not. They're on stage. They're wearing lovely slacks and shirts, and then they've got their jumper tied around their shoulders.
Excellent.
Have a listen to what they sound like.
Does your granny like them?
Yeah, my granny Mala loves them.
I knew that. And what did the neighbours think when you were rehearsing?
We don't usually perform in front of the neighbours.
Really?
I wonder why.
Okay. Off you go.
Come on, little Daniels.
Come on, lads.
Be too shy, way too late. Woo. I don't care if they see your lovers.
And that goes on.
Yeah, and they've got dance moves.
Oh, amazing.
And then, just as I thought it was a joke, Daniel O'Donnell gets involved and wishes them luck.
Hello there, Daniel O'Donnell here. Just a message to all the wee Daniels. I'll be watching you with great interest. Thanks a million for singing my songs. And I just wish you all the best on your journey on Ireland's Got Talent. I, for one, will be supporting you and wishing you all the way to the very top. Take care, lads, and enjoy.
That is amazing.
Definitely make sure you watch that this weekend. And finally, Bruno Mars and Cardi B, they've teamed up. They have a new song released today. It's called Please Me. Here it goes.
I like the sound of that. Is there any song that she's not on at the moment?
Let me check. No, there's not. She's on everything. That
pretty
was
good,
gossip, yeah. According to Susie. May go in peace.
98 FMs.
The script before the worst. It's 98 FM. It's a Big Breakfast, 20 to 10. Good morning. Good morning, Suze.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. Happy that it's Friday.
Yes. And you're going to do one more tune now, so you take stories from around the world. Mm-hmm. Because it's Friday, we like to have Friday tunes.
Friday tunes.
Friday tunes. Everyone looking forward to hearing Friday tunes.
Yeah. So you'll hear a story now. Give us your song suggestions. Looking for a dance song.
Scooter. There we go.
With the exception of Scooter. Scooter suggestions. Thanks very much. So we are going over to Kansas this morning, okay, in the USA, to a Home Depot store. So there's people in the store doing a bit of shopping, and all of a sudden the police arrived and they evacuated the entire store.
Oh.
People running out the doors wondering what's going on, and they said there's a bomb threat.
What?
So we have to get everyone out immediately. So everyone's evacuated outside. The police and the bomb disposal squad had a look around and there was nothing there. And when they kind of went back on the information they had received, they realised that the person that had called up said that it was somebody in here was threatening that there was a bomb in here. And when they delved a little bit further in, they said, well, where was this threat made? Where exactly was the person? What did they say? And the witness said, well, I was standing in the bathroom and a man ran in. And he went to skip the queue and he said, y'all better move away. I've got a bomb to drop in here.
Been there.
Said, oh, I have to go first. I'm fixing for this. And the idiots in the line took this extremely literally and they rang the police. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
When the police arrived, your man still in the bathroom doing his business.
Of course he is.
Here's a listen to the witness.
Oh no, please not the sound from the toilet.
No, it's not.
Okay, alright.
Listen to the witness describing what happens.
Made what may have been a bomb threat.
Okay, what exactly did he say?
He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here, you need to leave the building. He said it three times.
He must have really needed to go. Sometimes you just gotta go. So looking for your Friday tune song suggestions from that. And I'm gonna kick it off with the Bucketheads.
Nice, the bomb.
Yeah.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Okay.
Could you imagine how embarrassed you've come out having done that because you're in such need to go and then the police are there?
I don't know, Suze. There'd be a sort of sense of pride that you'd already just achieved something good that nothing could embarrass you. What song could you please suggest? 0877 98 98 98. Looking for Friday tunes, if that's okay. Land Luxury and Brando Bodies on the way next on The Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Loud Luxury Body on 98 FM. This is The Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. It's 10 to 10. Suze gave us a one more tune story, which is disgusting. Absolutely shocked. I thought you were better than that there.
There was a mass evacuation at a Home Depot store in Kansas because in the restrooms there, someone ran into the toilet and warned everyone they better leave. And they better get out of his way because he was fixing to drop a bomb. And the people in the queue left took it literally and phoned the police because they thought he was actually going to destroy the place.
No, it was a different type of bomb.
Yeah, a different one.
An interior one. lots of people saying drop it like it's hot. Also, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That's not what's going to win, though. The one that has won, which is amazing. Venga, yes. Boys. Boom, boom, boom. And it's also a Friday chin! Where's an air horn when you need it?
Yeah. Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.